Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's an exciting day for DePaul Athletics, and our men's basketball program especially. Today, we're here to officially welcome Tony Stubblefield as DePaul's new men's basketball head coach.
That was DePaul Athletic Director Dwayne Peavy introducing Tony Stubblefield. The Blue Demons are going to get underway with their season officially next Wednesday against Coppin State. So we thought that we would find out about what the Blue Demons look like, and we would talk with DePaul's head coach Tony Stubblefield, who joins me now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. First of all, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
No, not a problem whatsoever, Lawrence. I'm looking forward to being on the show. I'm glad you guys are having me on.
Okay, so I got to be upfront with you about some stuff. Because I'm such a big DePaul fan, not a huge Mick Cronin fan, but Mick Cronin has been extremely successful everywhere that he has gone. So being someone that's worked with him very closely, what are the things that you feel like you could take from Mick to help make DePaul successful?
Well, you know, Mick did a great job of getting that program back on track at the University of Cincinnati. They had fallen off for a couple of years after they let Bob Huggins go. So just from a standpoint of rebuilding a program and what it takes, I think, you know, following Mick's blueprint and what we use at the University of Cincinnati, I think would be very helpful. And it was at the same time when they were transitioning at Cincinnati from Conference USA to the Big East originally. So just taking that away, coaching the guys, you know, playing with great toughness, really defending very hard and rebounding the basketball.
What drew you to the DePaul job? Like, well, what was it that you said, you know what, this is an opportunity and because it's a big job. Like, there's a lot of work that goes into this. So what made you say, yes, this is the opportunity I'm looking for?
Well, Lawrence, I knew it was a lot of work, and I realized that. I knew I was going to work tirelessly to try to get this program turned around. But what drew me to the job is, you know, the history, the tradition. Just the name of DePaul, the Myers, the success they had, you know, Quentin Richardson, Bobby Simmons, when they played, you know, Rod Strickland, Mark Aguirre. So all the great players that have come through here, the opportunity playing in the great league, the Big East, recruiting to Chicago, the education you can receive at DePaul. So, hey, I recruited DePaul more so than DePaul recruited me, because I knew the potential in this job, but at the same time, I was very realistic to know the work that it was going to take to get this program, to try to get this program turned around. I knew I was going to come in and work tirelessly, and it wasn't going to happen overnight, but I know the potential in the job.
All right, well, then great. Then I can flip the question and ask you, what were the things that you think sold Dwayne Peavy on picking you to be the head coach of DePaul?
Well, you know, I think Dwayne, you know, knew from being at Kentucky the value of having some talented guys and recruiting and how important that was. And I think with my background, I come in known as a guy that's been successful being able to get players. And that's the number one thing. You got to have the talent. You got to have the players out there on the floor. Then you got to be able to coach them and get them to play together. And I think it also helped that I've come from two programs, the University of Cincinnati and the University of Oregon, where we had to go in and turn them programs around where they weren't having a lot of success when we got there. But turning them programs around, just like the University of Oregon, the last two or three years before we got there, they had finished in the bottom of the Pac-12, and we were fortunate enough to win the league six times in my 11 years there, go to a Final Four, go to two Elite Eights, go to eight NCAA tournaments. So just my background with that, I think, you know, something that attracted Dwayne to me.
What's a signature Tony Stubblefield coach team look like on the floor?
You know, a team that's going to play extremely hard, a team that's going to defend, rebound the basketball, team that's going to make plays for one another, share the basketball, really get up and down the court, but make basketball plays for one another, be unselfish, and just play together. But a team that's going to lay it on the line for 40 minutes, limit our turnovers, and just play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
You talked a little bit about recruiting, and I know that, look, you come into a new town in a place that's as rich of a basketball ground, fertile of a basketball ground in Chicago. Obviously, you want Chicago talent. But I'm curious, because recruiting has changed over the last 20 years, and especially like the last 10 years, with the ways that you can learn about players and the level of communication that you can have with players that are near and far, how do you go about putting together a recruiting profile? And are you staying close to home, or does it matter anymore in 2021 where the players are coming from?
Well, we definitely want to recruit, obviously, the city of Chicago, the suburbs, the state of Illinois, extremely hard. You know, Chicago's been known for having great talent. They have great high school coaches here, AAU coaches. So just being in this area, we definitely want to cover our home base and make sure we're recruiting these guys as hard as we can, being very visible. But with that being said, the recruiting landscape has changed so much, even from an international standpoint. Junior college, you know, I was fortunate enough to recruit a young man by the name of Chris Duarte to Oregon, who came from junior college and was the first team All-American at Oregon, is now having great success with the Pacers. So there's so many players out there. We got to beat the bushes and leave no rock unturned, and it's something we got to do on a daily basis.
Tony Stubblefield, the head coach of the DePaul University, joining me here on The Score. All right, so this looks like, from what I was watching, you know, I was following along last night with the exhibition game, this looks like a completely turned over roster already. What are the things that you think people will see with this year's version of the Blue Demons? Who are players that I should be watching for?
Well, it definitely is, you know, a different roster than last year. And we have a lot of work to do. We had some moments last night where I thought we played well. And I thought we had some moments where we got a lot of improvement to do. But Devon Freeman Liberty is a young man that's had success in the Big East before, had some good numbers last year. I think he's had a great fall, practicing really well, so I think he's going to do some big things. Nick Agende, a big guy that can really block shots. Offense is really improving. Playing with much more confidence is something that I'm expecting big things out of. Tyon Grant Foster, a transfer from Kansas, 6'7", can play multiple positions, can guard multiple positions. A guy that's had experience at a high level is a guy that I think is going to be able to come in and have an impact. Brandon Johnson, who transferred back to Chicago, from the Chicago area, but was at the University of Minnesota last year and averaged right at 10 points a game, 8 rebounds a game in the Big Ten. So, you know, just a couple of guys that I think are going to have some really good years for us, and that we need to have good years out of those guys for us to be successful.
Well, I thank you for the time, and I wish you a lot of luck, man. It's the coaches have been trying for so long to get it right. I hope that you have what you need and can get what you need to get this moving in the right direction.
Lawrence, I appreciate it, and I tell you what, we're going to work tirelessly to make this happen.
I hope so. I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot for the time.
All right, thank you.
That's Tony Stubblefield. He is the head coach of the DePaul Blue Demons.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.